All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Shift Points podcast here. We're here to do our race recap with Randy Edmonds, the race director for the Southeast Gassers Association. You guys are coming off the Shelby Nationals down at Shadyside this past weekend. How'd it go?
Great, great. It was absolutely wonderful.
The weather. Awesome. I wish so bad I could have been there.
It was really good. The weather was awful Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Windy Friday that we couldn't even get the test and tune started for a good while.
That's wild. I didn't even think about that. I knew the wind was crazy up here, but I didn't even think about that shutting you guys down.
Yeah, we were just, talking with Zach and Seth. We were just afraid to send anybody.
Right.
Actually had cars in the lanes. Yeah. And then it started raining. Mm. So everybody went back, and then it cleared off a little bit, and the wind died down. So we got some hits in that night. Had one incident. Ken Rainwater's car took a hard right, hit the wall hard.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
Talked with him last night. He feels like he's going to be able to get the car ready for Ohio if the parts get there.
Gotcha.
But it took a pretty good lick. His ribs took a pretty good lick.
Oh, really?
He's pretty sore. But, he's just, thank goodness he's doing well.
Good.
Well. And just, first thing here, we just found out, I actually have known for a couple of days, they didn't put it out until today, that Larry Noel's had a stroke. I
saw that.
But he's doing good. There's going to be some rehab. It happened on Monday. But just keep our brother Larry in your prayers. He just brought out his new little car this weekend. Absolutely beautiful.
It looked really, really nice. I saw the picture they'd put up with it.
Yeah, the crazy pony. And it's he had some launch issues. It was just dead hooking and bogging in a little bit and stuff there. But when it did come on, it was going.
Yeah.
So, but just keep Larry and Sandy and all the children and everybody in your prayers there.
Absolutely. But, for sure. I was going to bring that up too, so I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring that up first thing here. But the race was just, it was great. The track stayed good all day long. Seth and Zach and I talked about doing something to the track a couple of times. We ended up having to do a couple of things there, dragging it. But they didn't have to do much to the track all day long. It stayed good, some upsets. Had some people going to the semis and the finals that don't normally get there.
Right.
We were pleased. We were started at 1 o'clock, started just almost right on time, and then didn't have much downtime at all. Finished up maybe 15, 20 minutes off schedule.
Okay.
Before dark.
Best you could ask for there, I'd say.
So it all went well. The stands were still full when we ran the finals, which is always a good sign.
I saw multiple videos and pictures of the line going in there just out of sight, down the road.
Yes. Yeah, that was an issue. I'm afraid some people probably turned around.
Right,
But we had a good crowd. It wasn't a record-breaking crowd, but it was a good crowd.
The new bleachers and everything looked really nice.
They do.
I'm sure it looked like they functioned well, too, for the fans.
They did. And the next section going in, these are 10 rows high. The next section's going in will be 15 rows high.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's probably going to be the best seats in the house.
It'll be good ones.
We did have some conversations on Saturday night and again on Sunday morning about some changes before the next race that's going to happen there. That's going to make it all better for everybody too. Also,
right. Good.
So there's a lot of good plans for Shadyside.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I love to see these tracks around here doing good, and growing like they are. That's really, really good.
Yeah, there were some conversations about being able to get in, making it easier to get in, and not having that long backup too.
Right.
So we'll look at that.
That's the only thing. It's kind of, it just funnels into one lane there. It's going to be, they'll have to do some work there.
Mm.
That'll be,
they are.
But I saw, we talked about it last time. There was a lot of people talking about getting their tech sticker. And I saw people posting more about that this week, just saying like, hey, we're officially certified. And I was like, that's just so cool. People are that excited about getting those stickers.
And Leslie and I kind of Sunday night, we had just kind of a recap, good and the bad of the weekend,
right.
And there was really not anything bad about the weekend. But he asked me, he said, what was the highlight for you? And I said, the joy and the excitement of these people getting those stickers.
Yep. You know, and you can feel it through social media, not even just being there. You can feel them that they're proud enough that they need to make a post to show you they got it.
When we first talked about that, I thought, well, that's a good idea. You know,
it's a really
good idea. And we talked about it on here, you know, that going back to the old days when they had the, I guess, the STP-shaped stickers in IHRA, and everybody would line them up on their cars. And I think we talked about that on here.
Mm-hmm, we did.
That how that was and stuff, you know. And there was some excitement, you know, for me in that, you know.
But being the old tech guy, I imagine that's kind of a pride point, I imagine.
But the pride, like you say, in this and you know, people being so excited when they get that has really surprised me.
Well, it tells you about the series. It really tells you about the people and the history that you guys hold up to, that Quain built, and then now that Leslie and you guys are continuing on. It's a pride point that this car, as far as you guys are concerned, could be run pre-67. If they could go back in time to 1965 or whatever the year before 67, they could run that car and no one would even realize that it wasn't from that. You know what I mean?
Yes. And this all goes back to Sammy and John. You know, this is something that they come up with to do. And it's really been a hit. And they are strict about what they're letting, you know, get by on this, you know. I mean, they've got a list, and you've got to meet everything on that list before you get your sticker.
Yeah.
And they'll spot check throughout the year to make sure that you're still good, you know, too. So, you know, I am really pleased with our tech department.
Great. That is good
to
hear.
I mean, the more they do, the more I'm impressed with them.
Right.
You know, they're doing a great job.
Good.
And two, I'm getting a lot of feedback from some of the racers that how they are really liking what they are doing, because, you know, in the past, you know, we've never really had a true tech department.
Right.
You know, that was serious, you know, about making sure that everybody, when they pull to the line, you know, that if there's something not right on your car, you know, it's on you. It's not because they didn't look at it, right. Yeah, and they're looking in places that people's never looked before.
And that just makes it so much easier on the racers, too. If they've got a question, you know, they've got the rule book, but they read this and they say, I don't really understand it. They know exactly who to call. Mm-hmm. They can pick up the phone or whatever they need to do and get with them and get an answer. And that just puts you at ease of mind. That's good.
It does, and they're on it, too. You know, I mean, we had just a couple of little things this weekend. We had one car that showed up with the wrong shocks and super stock. And, you know, I mean, and it was just because the rules wasn't read or they was ignored. And because of things in the past, they thought, they let me run.
Right.
But no, not they now. Didn't get to run.
Well, we've talked about it before, but that's how you go to the next level. When you make sure the playing field is as equal as we can. And we talk about it all the time, how the Southeast Gassers, the playing field is as equal as you guys can make it. And that goes to show you whenever we get in here to the rounds that you're going through.
Yeah.
Every car's a little different, and they're still right there nose to nose.
Yeah, and I'll say it, you know, I mean, I've been going to drag races since I was young.
Yeah.
And I have never been to a drag race, bar none, that was as good as this one this weekend.
Really?
I'll say that it had to be, in my opinion, probably the best Southeast Gassers race that's ever been.
That's
because of the close racing.
Right.
You know, I mean, 3 10,000ths margin of victory, 7 10,000ths, 9 10,000ths. This is, you know, I mean,
you guys are going to need a slow motion camera down there on the finish line. You guys get them any tighter than that.
But, you know, I heard that from the announcer several times this weekend, you know, that how close the margins were. And, I mean, that's just amazing doing what we do. You know, I mean, it's weight to cubic inch. So many different combinations.
So many. I had the rule book open today reading through it, and I was like, oh my gosh, the combinations of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just stuff you didn't even think about. It's like, and it's down to, you guys are measuring down to 1/8 of a pound. You know, you can get brakes 1/8 of a pound for doing a certain stuff. I mean, that's how close these margins are.
It is. You know, and I have people complain, well, this manufacturer's getting this brake, and I don't get that brake. But,
yeah, proof's in the pudding,
man. Yeah, I mean, it's... The rules are amazing at how equal it has made things. And that goes back to you know, Quain and looking at things and learning. And I'm not to say that there hasn't some mistakes been made.
Of course.
And there'll be mistakes
always,
made,
yeah.
You know, but
it's the only way to learn.
There's parity.
Yeah.
There's parity in Southeast Gassers.
For sure.
You know, we still got some stuff to do in Superstock. You know, there's some things going on in Superstock, but, you know, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was the same way with Quain when he started, you know. I mean, they had some exotic degree heads and stuff in the beginning.
Right.
You know, so. But it's all good stuff now. You know, and it's there's a lot of hype about the grudge match between he and Rob.
Yes, I saw that, and then the posts went out, and I saw that go everywhere. Everybody was talking about it.
Yeah, but it came down good. You know, I mean, I don't remember the exact numbers, but
so give us the rundown on that. Like, where did that come from? Why was it important? So for somebody that maybe doesn't know Quain and Rob super well.
Well, it's been going back and forth with them for a couple of years, you know. Mm-hmm. Quain's got the little Anglia. He's got the 33 Willys. And, I mean, they're Gasser.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
that,
when you think of Gassers, they should be a picture of an Angler or a Willys.
Yep.
You know, and so they went back and forth, and they've been going back and forth for quite some time. Quain's car's called a little Frog or Kermit or something like that, you know. And
right.
Yeah. And it's been going on, you know, like I say. And then, you know, Quain calls Rob's car, got the dump truck engine in it, you know, with the W-Base 409 stuff, you know, and that. But when it come down to it, there was very close off of the line, I think. I don't want to really say because I don't exactly remember it. I didn't see the numbers, but I mean, you know, it ended up a couple difference off the from a light, and then a couple of difference at the end of the track, you know. So it was very close, you know.
Yeah.
And Robbie's repair put up $1,000, and from what I understand, it wasn't supposed to be split.
Wondered about that. I saw they put up $1,000. I thought, I wonder if them guys are going to split that.
No, well, from what I understand, it was said we'd rather you didn't split it.
Gotcha.
You know, so.
Yep.
And then I saw a picture of the Willys with $1,000 laid across the hood. So
there you go.
You know, at least it was all together when he took the picture.
Right. And I saw the picture that Stephen had made, and Stephen is with Southeast Gasser Gear, and I wanted to show this real quick. These are one of the posters from this past weekend signed by Gabe there in his Southern Flyer. But right there is the kind of posters and the stuff that you get from Southeast Gasser Gear. Randy's shirt,
yes.
Randy's hat, all that stuff comes from them, and it is high-quality stuff. And I just thought these are so cool. Randy and Steven have been nice enough to start bringing us these after each event, and it's just really neat to see them. And I wanted you guys to see it because I forgot to show them one last time we were together. But I want to follow up with that. I saw the picture you were talking about. Those two cars are the picture of Gassers and the post that he made to promote the $1,000 match race. I was like, that looks like it should be a 60s Gasser poster. Right there, that's it.
Yeah. And both of those cars are great, you know. I mean, it's Rob had talked about going back to B gas.
Oh,
and he decided to stay in A gas to do this.
Okay.
And the cars both went straight. I mean, you know, they both have been pretty erratic at times, you know. And last race, Rob got pretty well out of shape.
Gotcha.
Car went straight. So
some things are just meant,
you know,
to be.
Yeah. Hopefully he's going to stay in A gas.
Yeah.
You know, but we want that car out there, you know. I mean, it doesn't have to be an A gas, but we want that car there. You know, we want that W engine 409 33 Willys out there.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
With stacks through the hood.
Yep, exactly.
You know, so Rob's got a long history in racing going back, you know, there's three generations there, you know, it's his dad. You know, and then Rob, and then Rob Jr., I guess. Robbie. So it's all good stuff. But, yeah, it was just a great weekend all around.
Good.
Everything went well.
That's all you could ask for at one of these events, and I'll tell you, it just it feels like all these tracks are really great. When Southeast Gassers come to Shadyside, it feels like I come home. I don't know. That's just kind of how it feels.
It does.
And maybe it's because it's close to me. Maybe that's why it is, but it just – that's kind of the feeling you get when you're there.
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard to say, you know, I mean, for me, you know, that
of course,
you know, that I don't enjoy going to other tracks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know? Oh, absolutely.
But Shadyside, just like you say, it feels at home. And the Buff family, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, they're all so great and everything. You know, you got Zach and Seth Bryson, you know, and then Anna and Kayla, Lenny. You know, and they all work the track. They right. all work together. They work together real well. And so it's a good deal. It's good. A good deal when, you know, when you're there, you feel at home.
Right, right.
You know.
That's great. Yeah. All right, you want to dig into the racing a little bit?
We can. But first thing, I want to bring something up here. You know, when the last race, I started naming people off.
Ah, well, yes. Here, I'm glad you remembered this.
But here I forgot Rocky.
Yep.
You know, I mean, Rocky's my right-hand man. You know, he's a director of operations is what he's titled. But Rocky's, you know, he's right there. You know, I mean, he's there for us for anything we need. And in here I forget him.
Yeah. That's how it goes, isn't it? Rocky, then, get on him, man.
and then he says, these people call him, is there something matter with you and Rocky?
Well, oh, no, really?
There's
oh,
nothing.
No.
There's nothing matter with me and Rocky. You know, if there is, we'll get it straightened.
That's right. No, that's good. And Rocky, on top of working, you know, working this with you, he's kind of the, I want to say, kind of the AFX guy.
Oh,
right?
He is.
I mean, he's
he
the
is.
One, and
yes.
he kind of leads the charge on that, and yes. has the car and all that stuff too. So on top of all his other responsibilities, he's there in the driver's yeah. seat sometimes and running too. So
and also great. He's working at Rob Walden. Now too.
Oh really?
Yeah,
okay.
He works at the shop at Rob's now. So that. Yeah, he's working there. So
yeah,
you know, he's like
a man with many hats.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's another thing that I said last time, you know, about the height through.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You know that I said something about that I had come up with a way to measure that height through. Well, the height through was the first rule that Quain made.
Okay.
When he started the guessers, the height through was the first one. I didn't do that one. I wasn't there when he made the first okay. one. But what I did was I came up with an exact place
gotcha,
to measure.
Gotcha, tool and placement.
Yes,
okay.
yeah. 3 inches off the rear to the front of the rear, 3 inches off the back of the front.
Gotcha,
you
okay.
You know, on the same plane, straight edge off of the rocker.
Right.
You know, that's what I was, you know, was saying.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
right.
We had an exact place because there's so many cars that are so different.
Right.
You know, you can't just say, well, the front of the rocker or the rear of the rocker, you know. So
that makes
we
sense.
Come up with 3 inches off the tire.
Gotcha.
So just to get that straightened out.
Okay. Questions came up. All right.
Yeah. All right. On the AFX, we only had three cars this weekend, so they just did exhibition passes.
Okay.
And but they put on a show, you know. I mean, they always put on a show, you
yeah.
know. Wimberly and the two Platts out there with their cars and stuff. I mean, they always put on a great show. The fans love the AFX.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You know, we're just looking forward for more to come and get this thing, you know, built up into a class.
Gotcha.
You know, but going into HGAS, we had six cars. And I guess the highlight of the weekend was Larry Noel
yeah.
with his little crazy pony Anglia. I mean, it's just a beautiful little car. If you haven't saw it, go online, look, and find it. It's just a beautiful little car. He painted himself. Steve Davis built the car. It's got a Steve Norwood 248 cubic inch inline Ford.
Okay.
And it's a zinger. I mean, it revs quick. When they get it straightened out, I think it's going to do good.
That's good.
But going down to the end, Robert Frazier again in the Midnight Rambler.
Yep.
Robert just keeps on banging, you know.
Yeah.
And that's where we ended up with that. It came down to him and the bug, so... but Robert, I think I saw something. I don't see the times on the on the HGAS car,
mm-hmm.
but I think that he lowered the record again.
Oh, really?
In there, but I'm not sure where it's at.
Yeah, it's just going to just yeah. keep falling, I know. The more yeah. they're running, the faster they're going to
yeah.
get.
But the Beelzebub was second, runner-up. Going into Superstock, there was 11 cars in Superstock. Jerry Dean, number one qualifier again. And his second win of the year. There'll be a bounty put on him now. There was some talk about a bounty before the race, but all that ended last year, so the bounty will be You know, so, and then Randy Kiefer in the Pontiac, I guess you could say it's the fastest station wagon that we've ever had in Superstock.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
he keeps bringing the time down a little bit, you know, and stuff, and running good in it. So that's two runner-ups for him. And then going into C-Gas, we had 22 cars in C-Gas.
A lot of cars, feels like.
Yeah.
It's a pile of
and
cars.
And we actually lost a couple, you know, for different things. We actually lost a couple of Superstock cars.
Okay.
One for the shock deal, and then Eddie Willis broke a rear gear in his Camaro on Friday night, I guess. So then going into C-Gas, Todd Oden, number one qualifier. Again, he's the record holder. And then Brad Wimberly was runner-up.
Okay.
And and then Todd goes on to win after being number one qualifier. But from what I found out between the races from Georgia until this one, they completely done the whole rear suspension on Wimberly's car.
Oh, really?
They went from leaf to coils on that car. And looking back at some of his times today, he was almost a bracket car.
Really?
Yeah, he was on it this weekend.
Wow, that's
and,
awesome.
And he's been running good, you know, and he's got to be leading the points because he run it up in Georgia. He run it up at this one, so he's got to be leading the points. And so he's, you know, if he plans on running all the races, he's already set to do pretty good,
yeah.
You know, and they're running good. They're running real good in there. Little car looks good. It's leaving good, going straight. So
that's awesome. Yeah. That's really good. It's cool. It's crazy that they can make such a change like that and then come back and just be, you know, right into it. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Sure enough. And then B-Gas. B-Gas, Ted McKee, number one qualifier, ran. He and Colby ran very close times all night long. Colby ends up beating him out in the finals. And so it was Colby number one, two races in a row. There'll be a bounty on him now. Of course, you know, no, he's definitely leading the points there. He's a past champion, so he's got a chance to keep going here. Ted McKee, runner-up, from what I understand, Ted's he's still waiting on his new engine, and I think maybe he's been hanging around Spartanburg this week working on getting that new engine or freshening his up or something.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it was just great racing all weekend in all the classes.
Yeah. Everything, know. Yeah, it looks so tight.
Yeah. But going into A-Gas, Todd Blackwell's number one qualifier. He got beat, I think, the second round. I'd have to have the ladder to see, but Gabe went on to win, and it came down to him and Barry Lynn. Barry Lynn runner up.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't realize he'd runner up. Yeah.
Yeah. First time ever in the finals.
Okay.
And he's been in the semifinals several times, but also Dean Jonas in Agent Orange, the beautiful little Nova that he built himself.
Okay.
He took Kenneth out.
Oh,
Kenneth,
really?
Took Kenneth Phillips out. And so then Barry Lynn took Ben Christopher out.
Wow.
And I'll talk a little bit about what happened with Leslie and Ben and all that stuff in just a second. But Barry took Ben out, and it ended up that he and Jonas were semifinals.
Okay.
And he got Jonas in semifinals, went on to the finals. But he was out on Gabe. Gabe about hit the wall, never cracked it. You know, I mean, there's black marks. When we were down there in Victory Lane or Winter Circle, you could still see his black marks where he went toward the wall. He never backed out, and he drove around him.
Man.
You know, so.
It seems like we talk about it every time we're in here, just – that guy's so hard to beat.
Oh, he is.
He's so hard to beat.
He is, you know what I mean? And I think that he and Kenneth are tied in the points in A-Gas.
Okay.
You know, I'd have to sit down and figure it all up. But just looking at it, I think that he and Kenneth. And then it's very close in the top four or five in A-Gas after two races.
Right.
You know, very, very close. But the deal with Leslie blew his engine up on Friday night. They went back. His spare engine's in Ben's car, Ben Christopher's car. Because Ben's still waiting on his engine. So they went and they borrowed Chase Howard's engine, which just came out of Barry Lynn's car a couple weeks ago.
Oh, man.
So they switched it over, and I think they were back at the track about 1:30 that morning.
I thought yeah. they should have run down of all the times and everything, so they'd wrapped it up at like 1 o'clock in the morning or something, yeah.
So... and Ben and Richie Pugh and some of those guys, I think, were over there, and Carburetor Bob and Brian Harris and all of them were over there making sure that everything got put together and back at the track. But then Leslie broke transmission.
Oh no!
So he just,
I saw that video too, but I didn't realize that that was what had happened.
Mm-hmm. And he was supposed to run Gabe the next round, so he never even come down. You know, I mean, he could have come down, took a light, because you never know what's going to happen.
Of course.
You know, but he didn't even do that. But there was a lot of drama, I guess you could say, going on back and forth, you know.
Right.
You know, one's a Parr engine, one's a Fulton engine, and they're one exit apart.
That's true. They're right there together.
So it's back and forth, you know, a little bit on that this weekend too, you know. So, and that's all good
stuff like that. It's good, and it shows how hungry all these guys are,
and how much they help each other.
Right. Yeah. So you named off every name that you talked about competing right here, and they were all right there in it. You know.
Yeah.
Swapping engines, sharing engines. Mm-hmm. Here, borrow this. Here, I'll come help you put it in. That's awesome.
It's great stuff. And that's what the Southeast Gassers is about.
For sure.
You know, I mean, I saw people break a gear and have to run somebody the next round, and they loan them their spare gear to go in their car and help them put it in.
Right.
And then go out there and race them, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, I saw that multiple times.
It's just proof you don't have to have this manufactured drama. You know, I mean, you can race and put on a good show and race really neat cars. And then everybody sit around the campfire and hang out, whenever everything's done, laugh about it.
Really good stuff, you know. I mean, I've saw, you know, you somehow break and you go by and there's six legs sticking out this car and six legs on the other side. You know, they got three people under each side of the car working on it.
It was like last year when we were at Shadyside, the Canadian, Andrew, he came down, had the new car.
Yeah.
He came down and he was having some issues with the car, and that was the same deal. It was just like there was just a herd of people around the car. Helping, giving him advice and helping him swap out carburetors and all this different stuff just to try and help him, you know, make some passes.
Oh, yeah. You'll see somebody break, you know, say on Friday night or something, and they're in the points or whatever, and somebody will loan them a car.
Right.
Drive my car tomorrow just to get your points.
Right.
You know, and you saw that multiple times over the years.
That's awesome.
You know, Tony Turner loaned Gabe his car.
Really?
Back when he won the championship a couple of years ago. And you know, that's I mean, if it hadn't been for that, you know. I mean,
yeah, he couldn't have stayed. He would have stayed in the five. Mm-hmm.
And he did good in that car, too. That's cool. You know, just thinking back about that. But, that's just what it's all about. That's what makes it so great.
Gotcha.
You know. But the consolation race was really good this weekend. All Ray Tire, they've got five or six locations in North Carolina.
Okay.
It's a family-owned business. Called them up. Got a tip to give them a call. They might be willing to sponsor it, and they were excited about sponsoring it. They're racers themselves.
Really?
Trey and Seth Garrison, and so they jumped right on it.
Careful, Trey and Seth. If you end up at a Southeast Gassers event, you might just be building a gasser.
Oh, they've been there. They've been there. Yeah, yeah. I think they run some. Better not say because I'm not sure, but I think he might run some PDRA stuff.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, and some other stuff. You know, and they've raced some there at Shadyside on some of their stuff. But Superstock, we had Alan Lovelady. C Gas was Dan Hogan, B Gas Mike Blackwell, and A Gas Greg Stelz. Greg Stelz got a win.
Denny Good. Yeah. Good. I saw but a pass of his that said that the car did not love the new power in the motor.
No, but he got to do some testing, basically, in the which with the Constellation race was really good for him because he got to make a couple more passes,
gotcha, right.
And they learned something.
I didn't really think about that. That does work out really well for guys to just get a couple more hits on the track. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, yeah, and it helped.
Yeah.
It helped. I meant to call him today, but going back to work's changed things a little bit. But I'm off tomorrow, so I'll try to give him a call and stuff. But yeah, it was really good racing too. And it has really been a hit. The Constellation race has really been a hit.
You can't beat it. It was a great idea come up with. Just get more cars on the track.
Yeah, and that comes from Ron Vance at Killcare, which is our just leading into that. It's our next race.
Yep,
you know,
that's
we're
right.
Excited to be going back up there. He is Killcare is going to sponsor a Constellation race again this year.
Okay.
I talked to him a couple days ago, and it's on May the 4th. We'll be there the 3rd and 4th.
Okay.
It's called the Buckeye Nationals, sponsored by Decked Out Restorations.
Okay.
Deck Restorations. Same people that sponsored us last year. It's relatives of Kiefer.
Okay.
Kiefer's from up in that area.
So, gotcha. I didn't realize that. Well, I mean, yeah. I knew he was from that area. I didn't realize that they were relatives.
Yeah.
So.
But it's... looking forward to that. We're working on maybe something special for that. It hadn't come through yet, but we're looking at some different options, you know, to maybe have a better payout up there or something.
Gotcha.
You know, so.
Try and help get people to come
up
there.
I don't want to put nothing out that might not happen, you know,
right.
But we're looking at some things,
gotcha.
You know. And let me –
I have to go back and look, but I think we might be getting near the first one of these that we did. Because if I remember right, the first podcast we did talking about it was at Ohio last year, I think.
I have to go and check it. Very well.
I have to go back and look at it again. So we're getting pretty close to an anniversary of the Southeast Gasters.
Wow.
Somehow it's already been nearly a year.
Or the years roll by anymore.
Boy, they do.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
But the tech department gives me a report on everything that went on. Well, you know, and that's a really good thing, you know, to kind of keep everybody up on what's going on.
And I think it's awesome that you bring that here and kind of give that out to right here on the podcast. It's cool to get all that information out.
But it's this Spring Shadyside Tech Report. 5 new car inspections, 21 total car tech and period correct inspections completed, 16 SEGA certified stickers awarded now, 7 re-inspections completed with stickers awarded, 15 random ride heights checked, 1 ride height violations was noted and was corrected with a 2x4.
Oh, really?
2x4 drove in a spring.
Hey, if it works, it works.
Yeah, it's a 2x4 raise a coil spring.
That's awesome.
But they fixed it right. They just needed to go out and make a qualifying pass, and then they fixed it right after that. So, several dozen cars assured with certification and weight break determination. Several dozen period correct issues noted, mostly paint issues with shock, center section, etc.
Gotcha.
You know, you can't have a billet shock shining underneath the car.
Understood.
You know, you can't have a aluminum drive shaft or aluminum center section.
That's
one
not
all planted black, like
gotcha,
it would
right.
have been in 67.
Makes sense.
Also, like your AN fittings, your blue, red.
Yeah.
Want those painted black also.
Has to be black, okay. Mm,
yeah. And that's what it says. Quite a few red and blue fittings and white face gauges were noted. 12 fuel samples obtained, all test negative for oxygenation and were in range for specific gravity. 5 P&Gs completed. 1 intake compliance check via borescope. So,
For porting?
No.
Okay.
No, in Superstock, it's single plane. Dual plane.
Right.
So, you know, and also while you're down in there, you might as well look and see if you see a nozzle or anything.
Right, yeah, it doesn't hurt. Yeah. Two for one there. So,
yeah. Four post-race inspections completed, P&G numbers listed above. One super stock car wasn't allowed to compete due to illegal shocks.
Gotcha.
And that's the one that I alluded to earlier. So
they, the four cars post-race, they check all the winners then?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Check all the winners. If you hadn't been P&G'd and sealed, they go ahead and P&G you.
Okay.
So.
Understood.
So that's, they have several that's sealed. They even have some that were sealed from last year, you know, the first race.
Okay.
And I think some of those have been torn down since then. So that's a big help on Saturday night if you've already been sealed.
Right.
And what they do is they take a sealer and they make a design in it and take a picture of it.
Okay.
You know, where it couldn't be duplicated.
Understood. Okay. Makes sense.
So you know, when all that stuff runs together, it would be very hard to duplicate it.
Yeah.
You know?
And don't challenge somebody.
No.
They might try. You never know, man.
Well, you got a point there. You got a point there. But anyway, all in all, it was just an absolutely wonderful race. Everything went well. The TV crew is doing better on getting the cameras up and going when they have to. These cameras are so, I guess you would say, high tech.
Mm-hmm.
They're 360 cameras.
I saw the starting line camera from at Georgia's. Pretty sweet. Yeah.
Yes, it's. I've never saw anything like it.
Yeah, that's really cool.
The first episode will be coming soon.
Okay. I was wondering if we had a date on it yet. So not yet.
Well, we do have a date, but I don't really want to say. Well, I will. I mean, you know, the tentative date's April 29th at 8 p.m.
Okay.
8 p.m. in all the time zones.
And that will be April 29th. We'll be showing Brainerd.
Yes.
Right. Gotcha. Just want to make sure that's going to show the first one, PowerTube TV.
PowerTube TV.
Gotcha. So maybe check those guys out for sure.
But we haven't got to see the rough draft yet.
Gotcha.
So
that'll be very interesting to kind of see what that's going to look like. So.
So in talking with Ray Eddings this week, the rough draft should be coming any day now.
Cool.
So. We're looking forward to seeing that, you know. I mean, it's just we're all kind of antsy, and
you would be, even being relatively removed from like me, I'm really interested to see what they're going to come up with, you know.
It's just unknowns,
right?
You know, I mean, this is, you know, when we get the first one out there, we'll kind of know what to look for the second one,
right.
But this one, we're just not sure what it's going to be,
right?
You know.
Makes sense.
And, but anyway, I wanted to mention our sponsors. You know, I mean,
for sure,
it's,
do that.
Summit's a longtime sponsor of Southeast Gassers. They've been out there with us, you know, for several years now. Molly Motorsports, some years now with them also. They were there this weekend at the track. One Way Technologies, Mickey Thompson, G-Force, Roby Merrick. If you could take one person with the Southeast Gassers that changed it the most, it would probably be G-Force Transmission and Roby Merrick.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. Yeah. I saw that Adam and Mike, the Lowhorns, they were dropping in a new G-Force, and I saw the picture in Rodslinger. I showed it to Dad, and I was like, that's a good-looking transmission. Just
flat out,
that is a good-looking transmission.
We
really have really exciting conversations, me and Dad. This is what we talk about. This is all we talk about. All we talk about is this stuff. Just so you guys know, if you don't know, this is it, 24/7.
I understand. Larice Motorsports Insurance. Larice Motorsports Insurance is. It really amazes me at what that they offer. You know, they offer on track, off track.
Amazing.
You know, of course, it's motorhome insurance, your hauler insurance, everything, you know. So, you know, give them a call. Larice Motorsports Insurance. If you're in any kind of motorsports, Just check them out and see what they can do for you.
For sure.
QTP, it's Quick Time Performance. It's stainless steel exhaust systems, cutouts, remote control cutouts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly how it all works, but go give them a look.
For sure.
Quick Time Performance. Mortgage Options is one of our Lane sponsors. And then also Don Baskin's Truck Sales. And then always Gasser Gear,
yeah.
Steven and Holly with Gasser Gears. Kimco Scooters, which is, have supplied us with scooters. All of us ride Kimco Scooters. They're doing really well. Mortgage Options is one of our Lane sponsors, and also Quick Time Performance is the other one.
Gotcha.
So
sounds good. That's a good list you got there. Good,
yeah.
A lot of good people back in Southeast Gassers.
And there's more opportunities.
Yeah.
More opportunities. We've got some more camera opportunities. Larice Motorsports is our starting line camera. Moser is another one of our sponsors. They're one of our cameras. So Moser Engineering, you know, always give them a call.
Always.
Larry Cummins is
nice
a dealer for them, so you know they do a good job for us also. So I'm hopefully I'm not forgetting one.
I understand. They'll call and let you know.
Yeah.
I want to we should have talked about this at the beginning, Randy, and I wanted to circle back to it just real quick. Tell us about Southeast Gassers at the auto fair the other day. Was that looked like a pretty good weekend you guys had?
It was
there.
Great. It was. I was surprised at how many people didn't know anything about us.
Really?
But when they saw our cars, they were very interested.
Drawn to it.
Yes. And then if you cranked them up.
Yeah.
You cranked them up and it was just wham.
Yeah. You take know. Them to a starting line and then
yeah.
they'll really blow their minds.
Yeah. But it was a really good deal for us. Ray Everham invited us to come. Don Stadola is, I guess, his go-to on getting the show cars and things in there. And they do the cars and coffee. They've been having cars and coffee down there to track and have like 1,200 cars show
up. I knew
up.
There had some really big ones
yes.
show up down there.
So, you know, check into that. Look about that. You know, there's some really good stuff going on there. There, a lot of things have changed. I was amazed at how many people didn't know about us.
Yeah.
And they would come through, and I get to talking to them, tell them about what we were doing, and telling them about our YouTube channel and stuff. And there was several people who just jerk their phone up. Well, I'll just do it right now, you
yeah.
know. So they were subscribing
the
right there.
That's the best way to do it, right
yeah,
there. Yeah.
Yeah. And but a lot of children really excited about the cars and stuff. Lugnut come over and took some pictures.
I
with
saw
the cars.
That. Yeah.
But it was good. I got to go for a ride on the Roval and the Dark Horse Mustang.
That's cool.
It was pretty neat.
Watch out, guys. Randy's going to be a Ford guy here soon.
As long as there won't be no Toyotas. I'll put
there
it
there. There you go. All right. I'll take that.
Yeah. Yeah, if you see a Toyota in my driveway, you know I've moved.
I'll accept that one.
But no, I was impressed with the Dark Horse Mustang. And the guy that was Devin Jones took me for a ride, 2 laps around the Roval. And
it was
neat.
Yeah,
it was,
sounds it like
was,
it would have been
it
really
was
cool.
Good. It was really good. They took care of us down there. Jamie and Eric, they really done a good job down there taking care of us.
You guys are doing good. If you've got a guy like Ray Everham that knows you by name and knows your series, that's only good things can come of that, because Ray has a legendary status, you know.
Oh, he does. He
yeah.
does. And Wayne Carini.
Okay.
Chasing Classic Cars.
Yes.
Well, he was there. And there was some millions of dollar cars. They had a little section out roped off out there. And he had like a 27 Hudson out there that had a blower out in front of the radiator.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll show you some pictures.
Yeah, let's see that.
Off of here. It's pretty neat.
Interesting.
But, I mean, it was an interesting conversation with Wayne and Ray standing there talking, and Ray looks at Wayne. He said, "Hey, you got to go check these guys out. What Southeast Gassers, you know?"
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, so, people yeah. like that. When you're around people, when I'm around people like that, I just want to pull out like a notebook and just like take notes. You just want to sit and listen because like I don't want to forget any of this. You know,
well, it's kind of like when we were at Drag Week.
Yeah, exactly. When Keith Turk walks up to you and just starts talking to you like he's known you forever, I would have stood there. I don't care if I saw a pass all day. I'd have stood there and talked to him.
Yeah, if that was a good deal over there too, listening to him and stuff. You know, so. But there, it was a good deal down there. They really took care of us. We've been invited back to do some things at the NHRA race.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if that's going to work out because it's a few days before we have to leave to go to Ohio.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So it's not looking too good on doing that. I got to get back.
Gosh, is the Charlotte race already coming? It's already this soon? Man, I didn't realize it was
the four wides.
Here. Right. Okay, gotcha.
26th and 27th, I think.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, already here. Like I said, the year's just flying by. Sorry.
Oh, it is.
Sometimes it just the dates don't line up in my head what they actually are.
Yeah, it goes quick. Just wait to get as old as I am. I go really quick.
That's what Dad keeps telling me too.
Well, he and I are the same age.
I know.
So yeah, it's all good stuff. Though, you know, I mean, it's very blessed to be able to be associated with Southeast Gassers.
Yeah, this is good
to
do these
things.
I want to just say, I say it enough, and I'll make sure I keep up with it. I appreciate you coming in here and doing this with us. We enjoy it, and I've learned a lot, and I've met some really cool people that I've got to kind of follow along, and I get to see them do their thing, and hopefully they're watching us do ours, and it's been neat. I met Chris with Frank Stein's Garage. Chris, I'm blanking on his last name. Anyway, he has social media, and I met him through the Gassers, and me and him talk almost daily now. You know, so it's neat these connections that this has brought for us, and it's a lot of fun doing it.
Well, I appreciate you having us. So. Appreciate you having us. It's all good stuff.
It is.
It's just and you know, I mean, the people that race with Southeast Gassers are just so great.
That's what makes it.
I mean,
the people are what does it.
You know, and you got people that Larry Cummins. You know, I mean, he's got a reputation. You know, and a history of racing 46 years, I think.
Right.
You know, and he's out there wanting to race with us.
You know?
You got Ken Rainwater, you know. I mean, he was a 10-5 king back in the day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, just people like that, you know. I mean, Ben Christopher's got a pretty big racing background and stuff,
right.
You know. And I'm sure I'm forgetting several there along the way, you know. But, you know, not slighting anybody or anything. But that's just something that comes to my mind real quick there. But, you know, I mean, there's, you know, Tim Halls, Drag Week champion,
right.
Two or three times, you know.
Yeah.
You know, maybe more, you know. Good. I'm not sure, you know, and so, but.
Can't beat it. Cannot beat it.
No, it's just a great bunch of guys, you know, having fun.
Yeah.
Having fun.
For sure.
Yeah. I had one guy ask me one time, he said, "Well, what is this deal? Is it just a bunch of old guys getting together and barbecuing, having a cookout and racing a little bit? Come check us out."
Yeah. Maybe on Friday. On Saturday, things get serious,
man. It's very serious. Very, very serious. And it's just like we were talking about the certificate.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, how excited people are to get that certificate.
Yeah, I saw Todd Oden was the one that I had in mind that had put up posts about, "Hey, we got it. We got our sticker." Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, that's great. That's super cool.
Yeah.
Happy?
Good? I'm good.
All right, good. We appreciate you guys very much. Thank you guys for tuning in so much. Just to remind you, you're here at the Shift Points YouTube channel. If you've enjoyed this conversation or anything that we talk about, go check out our other videos that we do. Man, we're in the shop working literally every day, except for maybe this past weekend. But for the most part, we're in here every day doing stuff, making videos, because this is what I really enjoy doing. Dad really enjoys doing it. And we appreciate you guys very much for hitting the subscribe button and following us on social media. We've got all the things, Instagram, Facebook, all those places. Tag along with us, and we'll just keep doing this thing all together. And we will see you guys after Ohio.
Yep, same deal with Southeast Gassers. We got all the social media too. Go and like and subscribe and do the deal there. Y'all
got to. That's how you support us right there. As simple
as
that.
That's it. Appreciate
all right, guys.
You.
See you guys in a few weeks.